JK4RM.
Yes, go ahead, Fred.
So when you were coming back to me, I just lost you. I guess I was in a bad spot, but for, you got the updated information for me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I would not advise anybody in the general public to use 178 this time. It's going to take them a long time to clean it up.
The reports I've been having, that's why I'm trying to tell everybody, do not go that way. 276 is the same thing. They've been cleared for emergency traffic only. And I repeat again, stay off of 276 and 178. They're cleared for emergency traffic only.
Now we were coming up 178. We ran into three bobcats there working, skid steers, you know, still working to clean, just to clean debris off the road. It'll take probably weeks for the power lines and poles to get repaired. Over.
That's the reports I've been hearing, and that's how come I've been trying to relay information, and if people jump in on top of me, I'm only wanting to get certain information out for that reason. That way, it's not maybe this or maybe that, so that's why I've been trying to coordinate this the best I can.
Good job, and appreciate it, and I'm going to get out and check out the rest of my place up here. Take care, K4RM Mobile.
And keep check up here because I got friends and family up there. I may need you to check on for me.
The rest of the day, so call out if you need me.
Thank you, Fred, and thanks for the report. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick, have you had a chance to talk to Chad lately?
On the radio earlier, he let me know the situation we're going on, and I try to coordinate a place to take care of all that.
Okay, I'll let Johnny know as well. He let you know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen?
And I don't have a problem at all being the net control for that, so I'll do everything I can on this side.
Okay, well, when they make the decision and they pull the trigger, then this switches over from the standard 6-1 repeater to the emergency services repeater, and it stays that way until they pass control back to us. So we'll pass control to them. If they want to use you for their net controller, they're perfectly welcome to do that. But at that point in time, it's no longer anybody can use it at any time. At that point in time, it's an emergency service. Emergency activation will have happened, and they will be the one that make the decisions on when to turn it back. Does that make sense?
I definitely understand. So I'm doing all I can on this side.
Okay, well, don't try not to do too much, right? Pass it on. Let other people fill in the gaps. I heard some other people volunteering yesterday, so, and I'm sure they've got net control operators too that are waiting, right? That they would have been using on the repeater that's no longer available, and those net control operators can contribute as well. And Johnny Allison is 100% up to speed, doesn't have any problem. If anybody has any problem with it, you can send them to me or Johnny, either one, and we'll handle that problem.
I know. I appreciate the support and the confidence in everything. So, and I will definitely, if I have a problem, I will relay them to you and, or Johnny, KO4HKX.
Sounds good. Thanks, Patrick. W4DJW. Clear and going back out on the road.
Finally got out for the first time just a little while ago. I made it up here to my father-in-law's house and got their house back up and going on a generator and answering the questions and making sure they don't need anything. So we're going to make a supply run once a day up here to them.
Well, I'm going out to get in line for gas. It usually takes about 3 hours every time you go, and sometimes more, sometimes less. But got to go out, got to keep that refrigerator running. Anyway, I hope they get this fixed soon, and appreciate all that you're doing. KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.
Standing by. Thank you, Dave.
W4SOE.
Go ahead, KO4HKX.
I was, my destination was going to be down in a hole, and it was a black hole. I couldn't reach the machine. I was going to try to see if there was anything I need to look up. I had access to a computer with internet. I did get some information. I downloaded to a thumb drive.
Not a problem. As you were doing that, I was back at the house and was able to take over anyway. So that was good timing.
copy that, Patrick, or did I hit another hole, black hole?
You hit another hole, Sean.
I get the other side of this this hill, the fourth doing.
Standing by.
Okay, this is Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Yankee Romeo.
Yeah, Alpha Romeo, go ahead, KO4HKX here.
Hey, you're doing a fine job. Little bit of information. I'm up here in Dacusville, not too far from the Mount Tabor Church, the Sphinx Station on Thomas Mill Road and Highway 183 has fuel. They're open. The cars, the lines are only two or three cars long. It's not that bad.
No change. But I appreciate you bringing that information to us. And I think Shane had already relayed that one in one time today. So, but hopefully people to hear it that need that.
Oh, very good. And just for what it's worth, I couldn't stick my credit card in the machine. It was kind of blocked, but the tap feature did work, if anybody needs to know that.
I know that some places are taking credit cards and debit cards because most people quit carrying cash for some reason. But that's neither here nor there for the moment, and we've just got to take care of each other and do the best we can with what we got.
Yeah, I agree. And one little more tidbit, and I'll get off the horn here. The Blue Ridge Electric trucks have been riding up and down our street, and the young guy is, you know, jotting down all the down power lines. He mentioned that the Duke Power has not yet hooked them back up to the transmission lines, but they're doing all they can to get, you know, the backwoods and all the down lines back up in anticipation of getting power.
Thank you for that information also. It's good to know that the progress they're making. I know they're working around the clock trying to get everybody back in service, and it's definitely going to be a while. This is not going to be a quick event.
Oh, yeah. Keep up the good work. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Yankee Romeo. I'm out.
Can you go with your call sign?
Yeah, my name is Rich.
Yeah, I'll probably ask you that several times, so just bear with me. KO4HKX, standing by.
4HK, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Yep.
On monitoring, I tried some of the HF frequencies. There doesn't seem to be much activity, the ones I listened to. Could not get through to the Salvation Army locally, and the one in New York wasn't much help except give me local numbers that aren't working. I talked to a neighbor just around the corner from me. He's a couple miles from me. They got 26 inches of rain over the course of this thing. We only got about 5 or 6 here. Old.
Get that information to me. Glad you're back online. But I'm going to ask everybody to don't jump in here just on top of something. Give me a chance to take the information or request, and then I will put out a call for anybody that has any information. That way we can quit walking on top of each other.
But I want to let you know that...
I'm just letting everybody know individually, so it's trying to cut down on some of the doubles, and that way everybody gets the information slowly, then pace they can understand, instead of jumping on top of each other. It's just a little more organized.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, monitoring.
Out. All right, Ed. Thank you, sir, and I'll be calling on you if you're still monitoring, okay? KO4HKX, standing by.
4HKX, this is KQ4AKE.
KX, go ahead.
KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville. Just to turn the radio on, just wondering, have you had any reports about the gas station situation, in particular in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, by any chance?
I can't help you on that one yet. Maybe I'll put out a call here, and maybe they'll come back to me, and we can find out some information, okay? So just monitor here for a minute, and I'll come back to you.
4AKE.
On gas in the Fountain Inn area. Please call now. Gas in Fountain Inn area. Please call now.
4KBG.
Go one at a time, please.
KBG. Copy. K4KBG.
K4
K4KBG, go ahead with your information.
All righty. Gas was available a few hours ago at Harrison Bridge Road, at the 7-Eleven and the QT, and the Circle K north side of Fountain Inn. A few hours ago, all three of those had gas. That was 3 hours ago.
Okay, the information. Station looking for that information. Did you copy?
Yes, I did copy. Gas available there 3 hours ago. What about the lines? Were there long lines or at 3 hours ago?
There were lines, but it was manageable, and everybody just, you know, exercising patience. Also, Mike and Jack's Main Street, Simpsonville, has had gas also. We have used the 7-Eleven. It has been the easiest to get in and out of the 7-Eleven, Harrison Bridge, 385.
AKE copied all. Thank you, gentlemen.
You need it?
Yes. Repeater, KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, go ahead.
My brother, right quick. And 9TEC, KC4SKD, calling. Randall, you listening? KC4SKD, I'm clear.
Larry, before you leave, I want to give you some information.
Bye-bye. KC4SKD, listening.
They're using this repeater for communication and trying to do it on a schedule. This repeater may be taken into emergency use later today, so I'm just trying to give you a heads up in case you missed that. If once it goes into emergency use, all traffic will cease except for that.
Thank you for letting me know. Yeah, I appreciate that. I will listen first and proceed, accordingly. KC4SKD.
If that's the case, can you hit the 147-105 up on Bear Walla?
I'm using the handy-talkie on the battery right now. I don't know if it'll do that. Maybe in the car, in the mobile rig, if I get the right spot, then maybe. Don't know yet.
Probably get over to that one on your car, maybe. If not, I don't know how else to tell you to work around. Just keep an ear out. That way, if it goes into emergency use, you don't get caught up in the middle of that, okay?
No problem at all. I understand completely. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. KC4SKD.
Inform as many people as I can. KO4HK. Clear. Or standing by.
KC4SKD.
VM.
And KO4HK.
Jerry and 4JVM. Is KO4NUE on frequency?
Yeah, I'm on frequency. Go ahead, bud.
That's to the side. We have major damage to the 4-3 antenna, the top of the tower, the GMRS antenna, the Vera antenna, and the packet antenna.
Roger that. Okay. Let's back up here for a minute. So what antennas are available?
That's it. That's the only thing that I can tell is not moved and not damaged.
Yes. All right, do not get on that tower. I know what you're thinking. All right, let's get in the shack and let's see what's going on in the shack.
Greg, WB9AYD.
Let me move on down the hill.
Go ahead and tell me what's going on with Skyrunner.
JBM, KO4NUE. YD, KO4NUE.
Yep, I gotcha.
But we've kind of lost it, so I'm watching both.
Where you went, I asked about Skyrunner, and I haven't heard back.
You're probably going to have to, we have an auxiliary antenna. You can plug the handy into to get to 610. It's going to be tough to get to 610 just over the crest, but he should know that.
Hi, we'll stand by, WB9AYD.
All antennas were damaged except 330. Is that what I heard?
That's what I heard. And I don't know if forestry knows it yet. But that's what I did hear. I need to know where we are with the dish up on the top, though.
Well, Mr. Putman sent some pictures of it. It looks like to me the dish has been turned, but something didn't look right with it.
Explain it. So, okay, well, we'll live with it for now. All right, I'll be standing by until we need NAYD.
NUE, this is N4EDW, November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey Horse. No real damage here, and we're all set for food and so on. A quick question. I heard last night, I think it was, about your son. How's he doing? Over.
One is broken, got the bone fragment in the spinal column, and T6 is damaged, so cannot control his bowels at this point. The doctor's prognosis is good, though. They're not worried. But they're going to do surgery and start using the bones. But hey, let me stand by. We got a man on the hill. Let me give him space so he can get into the repeater, if you don't mind.
Concerned about the boy. Talk to you later. Out.
ZWV6ZW2WTF. Are you there, Tom?
Hey, Brad, if you copy, go ahead. This is WV6Z.
Okay, over to 147-195,
taking the
Glassy Mountain.
Find it on this thing, and I'll catch you up there. Otherwise, I'll come up with another plan. 147.195, WV6F.
Hello, Brad. K4WSCL. How's your mom?
Here at the house, everything's fine. Just power's out, trees down everywhere, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff going on.
I have the Glassy Mountain repeater programmed in this radio, but I just wanted to check on your mom. We're heading into Pickens, man. Catch you later or at home. K4WCL.
Thank you as well.
Mission request. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
Golf Echo, KO4HKX.
Anybody on here heard how Highway 25 and what it looks like between Hendersonville and Traveler's Rest?
It was clear, but that was earlier today, so that's all I got.
Thank you so much. 73s, thank you for what you're doing. KQ4BGE.
KO4HKX, standing by and allowing Chad to use a repeater.
NUE, N4JVM.
Roger, I couldn't get out with the handheld. I've got the auxiliary transmitter up here plugged into the battery box right now. All the antennas have sustained damage, but they are still viable. The tower is sitting with a list.
Okay, we won't worry about that. What is usable?
Usable, the battery minder did its job. It kicked out at 12.1 volts, and that's why everything's shut down, not just the transmit. Everything is fully shut down. It's going to take me about 15 minutes to get all the cabling that I brought with me out, and I'm going to put the 330 and the controller back online.
Okay. Did you happen to look at the dish on Skyrunner? Is it off axis?
If it's in position or not, but I will know more here in a few minutes. I brought one of my battery backups with 110, and I'm going to try and bring it up.
Okay. Sounds good. Focus on 330 up front, and that way we QSY and let 610 handle. It's still handling, you know, some priority stuff, so let me know when we can QSY and hand it back. But, all right, sounds good, Jerry.
JVM, I'll be clear.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
I'm trying to make sure it's short and brief, and that way y'all are clear to use it.
That's okay. You don't worry about that. It's 610 still handling a whole lot of peripherals, and that's important. Don't do anything to inhibit that. I appreciate it. We can work through it. Not an issue. But appreciate it, Patrick.
Just want to make sure Jerry stays up there on the tower on the mountain.
There you go.
trying to get in. You're not making it.
For HK, for the information update, if anybody is trying to come to Bavard, don't. It is chaos.
KSK and 4VWA.
KO4HKX here.
Bud, I'm sorry. I apologize. KO4HKX. Did anybody ever find out if there's power up there at the Ingalls or around that area in Landrum?
Let me see if Andrew's on frequency here, and I'll see what I can find out. KO4CEF, KO4CEF, you on frequency? Steve, I have not got any information about that. Ingalls on Landrum.
Appreciate it. KN4VWA, clear.